This episode is sponsored by Malibu. There's many lessons to be learned here on The Fundamental Guide to Life, but one lesson I've learned is that there's nothing better than listening to your favorite podcast while sipping on your favorite cocky tea. What do you know? I'm sipping on my favorite Malibu cocktail whilst recording your new favorite podcast, The Fundamental Guide to Life. So if you want to join me in a Gorgina cocky tea every week, check out at Malibu Rum UK on Instagram for gorgy recipes and lots of other fun stuff. Let the fun shine this winter with Hunsnet and Malibu. Over 18s only. Hiya darlings, it's me Gareth. Welcome to the Fundamental Guide to Life, the podcast where the gorgy treat for your ears discussing what's important to a hun. Not only that, I've been joined by this week the man who puts the H in hun quite literally. It's H from Steps.
Hello darling.
Hiya darling, it's so nice to see you. We're just going to do, I'll tell you what, this is going to be 20 minutes of just H and Gareth going back for darling and each other.
I'm so super excited about this.
We can get all into this really, really shortly, but I just want to say thank you so much for joining us on the podcast, our brand new podcast. You've had a bit of a great couple of weeks, haven't you?
It's been busy. We've been juggling balls and spinning plates, believe me. We've done everything we could have done. And do you know what? When you're nearly 45 years old, then this is hard. It's hard going. We're not spring chickens anymore.
No, but you guys, you look like spring chickens. You move like spring chickens.
Bless you. Do you know what? I love that our fan base has embraced us still, and they're still with us. They're still going strong.
I was thinking about this before we started recording, and I am going to declare Steps the honeyest band in pop. It's all about this like nostalgia. I think that Huns are so popular at the moment because years ago you were trying to, I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about myself, trying to be cool. And then like years down the line going, this is actually where I am. And I love this nostalgia and all of that music from the past. We've had a terrible couple of years with the Panny D, and Steps come along with just some amazing pop music. So you guys, I'm declaring it now, are the honeyest band in pop.
I love that. But you know, we make no, we don't pretend who we are. You know, we love, we embrace. Yeah. And we always, you know, we were never cool. So we were never out of fashion.
You were cool to me in 1997.
Oh, really? That was 5, 6, 7, 8 territory.
Come on. I run a page called Hunsnet. 5, 6, 7, 8 territory. Come on. When we first started chatting in the DMs, I'm gonna put this out there. You questioned your hun status.
Well, my first question is, what is a hun, to be fair? And you actually sent me a little Wikipedia. There you go, love.
Did you get it? Will you get it now? Because
I get it now. I mean, with a little further research, and then I just looked at Lisa all the time. I went, oh, yes.
We need to talk about Lisa a little bit later, because obviously Lisa is the queen of huns. As you've crowned her. Now, can I want to ask a question, and this is something which I've been running Hunsnet for 4 years, and it's kind of gone crazy over the last 18 months. But every single time, like, Lisa is like hun iconic status, as you all are. And I'll be completely honest. I didn't know whether she got it, because she didn't interact with the page. And then all of a sudden, boom, she is sitting on that throne, crown on head.
I think I've explained to her it's a good thing. It's iconic.
It's amazing.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, but now she gets it. She's embracing it.
So let's find out then. Let's put you to the test. Now I put together a little hun scale. So I'm going to give you a hun based scenario.
Okay.
And I'd like you to tell me. You can see it's A, B, C, D, or E.
You need a H as well. H.
Well, that's. I see what you did there. So picture the scene. Okay, it's Friday, 5:30. Are you A, telling your pals, I'll drop off the post to the post office, but you're early doors at All Bar Hun, pestering the bar staff to turn up the music? Are you B, in the toilets, touching up your hair, ready to meet the girlies or boysies at Nando's? Are you C, cracking open the Prosecco, celebrating the fact that you might not have reached your targets this week, but at least you tried? Are you D, cocky tees with the girlies at a dead posh rooftop bar? Or are you E, you're about to put individual cottage pies in the oven as you've got Jackie and her husband coming over tonight? So, Ian H. Watkins,
H-Rum Steps, which hun are you?
Oh, do you know what? I mean, I'm a little bit of all of those, but I'm kind of swaying towards the rooftop and cock teasing with my girlies.
I want to talk about your girlies in a second, but I know this off the top of my head because you've just said it. We actually have a category called I'm a trans hen dun. So you're a bit of everything. You can be all the way from a discombobulated darling down there, a bit of a mess sometimes, but you can be a preemie hun sometimes.
I can turn it on. Yeah, there are many facets to my hundum.
And I bet you are. And I bet sometimes you're a boss bitch babe as well, right?
Oh, babe, yeah, I don't fuck around.
Now, I've seen you quite recently out on the town with some girlies, and one of your girlies is Rue Girly, Victoria Scone. I see you out on the town with Victoria Scone quite a lot.
Yeah, her girl name is Emily, Emily. Out of drag, yeah. And I've known Emily for quite a few years now. Yeah, she's just an icon on the drag scene, especially in Cardiff.
Fabulous.
And we obviously did the season of Drag Race as well. So we had this kind of little unspoken secret.
Oh. It was sensational. And do you know what I love most about it is like there's an old school campness about it. And, you know, we need this sort of campness in our lives, of course. But after the year, we've had even more campness.
She served looks. I mean, I love filthy queens. You know,
do you?
Drag queens.
Yes, okay.
But I love a queen. I love a comedy queen. I love a queen that can serve a look, and I love a queen with an acid tongue as well. All those combined, you know, that's my winner.
And I think that the whole drag side of, you know, feeds really well into this hun, underneath this hun umbrella, and particularly as well with the first episode, you know, Kitty, I keep calling it Kitty St. Claus, but Kitty's got claws, it's because of Santa Claus, had all of the hun references in there. We were talking cop destroyers. There was, do you know what, even the niche one, which I absolutely loved, is the Cilla Black. She's a journalist, ladies and gentlemen, and the good, I'd lost it at that.
Brilliant. Yeah, I think between her and Lisa for Queen of the Huns, she's flying your flag loud and proud.
Flying flag. So, just once we're in under this Hun umbrella, do you have an inspirational quote that you live by and why? You know, I'm talking something that you maybe get from like Wilco's that might be like on some sort of plaque in your house. I don't think you've got any like live, love, laugh plaques in your house. You look like you've got a lovely interior.
No,
in the
if I could, I don't have any of that, but if I could, I'd probably have a Lisa Scott Lee song lyric.
And what would it be? Do Yourself's Got Nothing on Me?
No, it would be Lately Something's Coming Over Me Baby.
Okay, can I ask you a question about this? And it's something that I hope to ask Lisa face to face one day.
Go on.
Had she picked it up with Dua Lipa that the beginning of Hallucinate is basically Lately?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I tell you what, that is some. Every time I listen to Dua's album, Hallucinate, the beginning of that is Lately by Lisa Scott Lee.
I mean, that little mashup would be iconic, right?
So you have no Live, Love, Laugh signs in your house or anything like that?
They ain't for me, no. But my drinks cabinet is full, just saying.
Do you have a hun drink? Are you a porn star martini, prosexy drinker?
Oh, see, I love a margarita, to be fair.
Ooh, do you?
I don't know if that fits him.
That's a cocky tea.
What's a cocky tea? A cocktail.
A cocky tea is a cocktail. You got prosexy, you got a VDC, vodka dark coke. There's just so much for it. There's so much.
I'm loving this. Is this terms that you've made up? This is brilliant.
No. So Hunsnet, like Dallin is like, so I'm Welsh. And we say, hi, Dallin. How's you, Dallin? Dallin, like from back in the day. But VDC, I think, is definitely a universal. Prosexy, or Prosexy with a Y, is universal. Prosexy, which is like written like a northerner, is me. And then cocky tea is, well, I think it's me. If somebody else has done cocky tea before me, then that's fine. But I don't care. Everybody can have it. Now, also as well, hun culture is this thing that's bubbling under. Now, I thought hun culture was a thing, and then I realised that hun culture is a thing with everybody. So all of the old school references and all of the old reality shows, all the nostalgic music and all these memes and mashups, it all comes in together. But one thing that I'm putting together as part of the Fundamental Guide to Life is a bit of a timeline of how this hun culture journey has gone on over the years. So, for example, I think a pivotal moment in the hun, in the evolution, see what I did there, of huns, was, do you remember when the Wags went to Baden-Baden for the World Cup, and there was that whole Wag thing, and there was Posh and Cheryl?
Yes, and Cheryl, yeah, I do remember that, because at the time, Victoria was at the height of her fame, right? And yeah. I think Cheryl was just finding her heels, yeah. so to speak.
She you know, was.
But she was, right? She was a newcomer in this wagdom.
Yeah.
So yeah, I remember that iconic moment.
So that for me, I think that that is the like at the beginning of the birth of Hun, because that's something which people talk about and the memes go back to, you know, Posh and Cheryl and on the stands whenever anything football comes related. So do you have like over the years, knowing what Hun culture is now, can you think of a moment? It could be Steps related, it could be anything related that you think, oh God, back in the day, it was nothing, but here and now, see what I did there, was is a thing. So do you have, can you put anything on the calendar?
Steps were quite, we were an entity yeah. on our own. So we never followed trends. We never followed fashion. We can't blame anybody for the way that we looked because it was all our own decisions. You know, we had a stylist that made our own creations.
Yeah.
So when you look at Lisa's, Lisa was mad on these kind of oriental trousers with like a built-in skirt. I mean, that was a moment for me.
This is it. This is what I'm talking about.
Lisa had the bob, but she added to the bob. She added blue pipe cleaners to the bob.
A blue flash. Well, that's what I wanted to know. Was that actually hair mascara or was it a clip-in thing?
We did actually, we promoted hair mascara. So that was a thing. Yeah, we did. But that particular one, they were like plastic pipe cleaners in her hair.
But this is what I'm saying. Like back in the day, you had I liked it when you did all the coordinated denim. That was really, really cool. But the best part about it is that years down the line, and particularly with the last video, Taken for Right, you've gone like high fashion.
Well, I mean, it's not high street,
no.
But it's kind of a heightened version, a cyber version of you know what we would do many years ago, I guess. So I've gone for a skirt in this new video.
I love it.
Oh my God. So you know the reason behind the skirt. So one of my little boys came home from school and said, boys don't wear skirts. So that is the reason. So I wanted to show him that he absolutely can. And now he wears a dress. He can wear exactly what he wants. On our last video, we nearly went down the drag route. The boys were going to do drag. The girls were going to do drag kings or drag queens.
Yeah.
And then Little Mix came out with their video and that was full of drag. We were like, oh, can't do that.
Let's talk about the arm things in Take Me For A Ride. Is that cable ties or is it?
It's cable ties and it's based on, do you remember Trinity the Tuck entered the workroom in a radioactive green spiky outfit? It's kind of loosely based on that. So I saw that and I said to our stylist, make me that.
You guys look so high fashion in that, and you guys look fabulous, getting better and better every year with everything that comes out. And I can't wait for the tour to see what you guys are going to rock up in.
I mean, we've kind of brought harnesses back. Harnesses part of
did
the
they ever go away? Did they
ever go away? Maybe not in your world.
In my hunt. But you did actually, because it was in Something in Your Eyes. Yours was like what? Was you had? You had was it a violet one, like a lilac-y sort of thing?
I had a silver one. I have had a plethora of harnesses,
really?
Which I've never. It's not my thing, you know, out of steps. But I'm kind of I'm learning to love it. To be fair, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't wear it on the school run, you know.
Whilst we've been at our events and over the course of last week, we've been asking our listeners and our viewers on the page something that we think is really, really, really important. And we asked them, what's the steps best steps track to have a rave up to down Tiger Tiger? Okay. Now, do you think the choices were One for Sorrow or Deeper Shade of Blue?
Oh, that's easy. Deeper Shade of Blue.
Right. Well, It was actually quite close. But 48% of people would have loved to have done One for Sorrow in Tiger Tiger.
Oh.
And 52% would have done Deeper Shade of Blue.
Oh, that surprises me. I thought it would have swayed way in Deeper Shade of Blue direction.
When you were doing Deeper Shade of Blue back in the day, did you realise it was... Because it felt for me, I mean, all these years down the line, that was when you guys got into your sort of club banger stage, you know, that's definitely something that could be played in Tiger Tiger.
It was a turning point in the sound of Steps. That's why we love that song, just because it is a club banger. And... Lisa and Faye were the clubbers in the group. Back then, I didn't used to party. I used to just have a pizza with Claire and Lee would be in bed because he'd be in the gym in the morning. So yes, but Lisa and Faye, they were definitely flying the Hun flag back then.
No, I saw Lisa when she went back to Dubai after your crazy promotional tour for the album, and it looked like that she went out straight on the lash to celebrate with her girlies. And she says on her thing that she's called Party Steps. What's that about?
Well, just because she was always the one to go out first and get home last, or not get home at all.
What does tour look like? Or what will tour? When was the last time you guys were on the road? It was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
No, it was about 4 years ago.
The Pamela Demick.
We should have been on tour before now, but obviously that all hit us in the face, didn't it? So yeah, been out 4 years now.
What's it like touring all these years down the line? You know, obviously your family situations have changed. Is there a bit of Party Steps in you all?
Well, I mean, on the last tour, I took my children with me. But I can't this time because they're in school.
Yeah.
But we have, it's such a bummer because of the pandemic. We can't really go out.
Oh my God.
So we have to form our bubble, and we're going to live like, you know, nuns and vicars, but we can't go to Tiger, let's put it that way. Everybody, I mean, it's been a dark time for everybody, and everybody's looking for a bit of happy. They just want escapism, and we do as well. And that's where we come in. You know, a Steps concert is all about living your best life. It is, but it doesn't matter who you are, you know, how you identify, what gender, what sexuality, you know, your ability, come and be your best self.
Yeah. And you've got the soundtrack that is just going to make people lose their shit in these arenas.
You do you.
You've got it. And do you know what the best part of it then, as a hun in training, there, you living your best life. That is what it's all about, being a hun. So you got it.
The deepest shit of you. Chain reaction.
You did it. And do you know what? I actually said at our event yesterday, because I can't believe Chain Reaction is 20 years old.
Wow, I know. Tell me about it. I mean, you know, that was based on a Carry On film, right? It was, you know, like the saucy secretary, nurse. Of course, yeah. Lisa. I mean, Lisa is leading the way there. Come on.
She is, because I remember like obviously during the last year with all of the crazy stuff that's gone on, and obviously a lot of it, you know, very serious of what's going on. But I think the way that a lot of people have used humour to get through some of these dark times has been amazing. And whenever there was a celebration of the NHS and something, you know, to sort of congratulate them on all of their efforts, Lisa Scott Lee is there in her nurse's uniform as the main picture. So, yeah.
And loads of them popped up as the new health secretary as well, Lisa Scott Lee.
Lisa Scott Lee.
Did you see the ones as well? So they actually sold a load of them, and all the proceeds went to the NHS, but they had my face and S, so NHS.
Indeed, yes.
Genius, iconic.
Do people still turn up with devil horns?
Yes, of course. And we do them every year. Well, every concert, we have our own. So, yeah. And fans, you know, obviously, for it's the way you make me feel. Yeah. So So they always dress up as doctors and nurses for Chain Reaction, or bright yellow for Love's Got a Hold, or oriental outfits for After the Love's Got. It's crazy.
Holding sunflowers. Brilliant. I'm going to plan what I'm going to wear. I think I'm going to come.
A hunflower.
See, you've got it. Actually, I think I'm going to come in the hot pants, thigh-high boots, and silver basque from Lisa Scott Lee Electric video.
Oh, I love that.
That is actually one of my, and I'm genuine, I absolutely love that song.
She was banging in that. I've got a picture. She signed a picture from that video, and I've got it in my drawer. It is.
Less said about that, the better.
I can't remember what the inscription is. It's something rude, I think. You like, motherfucker or something like that.
Who's the? So let's talk about Faye, because I reckon Faye is like a walking, like, cheeky postcard, isn't she? Well, that's what I see. Like, she's very cheeky and naughty. Who's the naughtiest? That's what I think. Faye's the naughtiest.
I don't know. I think that's a competition there. But yep. I mean, I've upped the naughty stakes, definitely. I would say it's between me and Lisa, and I would say I'd probably win if I'm honest.
Oh yeah, because you were in HMV recently, like basically smashing the place up on your album signing tour.
Which wasn't planned, to be fair. That I was expecting Claire to kind of push me down the aisle, but she pushed me into a rack of CDs. It wasn't the Manics, just to say.
Let's talk about Claire for a second. Pasta a la Clara. that people remembering that. And it, like, I love just going through Twitter every few months and seeing how Pastor Alla Clara makes this resurgence every few months. When was the last time you had Pastor Alla Clara?
Well, she's actually, she's gone a little bit posher now. It used to be used to be like ketchup, but I think she does like, you know, tomato puree now.
Exactly.
So she's gone up in the world, of course.
She's gone up in her sauces. Brilliant.
Yeah, she has, yeah.
Excellent. And then Lee is a new dad.
He is. We all met that. So he's got a little boy called Leo now. And we met him the other day. Oh, and do you know what? He texted me and he went, "How did you do this with two?"
Oh my God. And the thing is that when you come together, it all just seems like such a celebration of the last 20 years. It's crazy.
Totally. Like I said earlier, we don't take ourselves too seriously. We take what we do seriously,
of course,
but everything is completely tongue-in-cheek. You know, we're in on the joke and we want everybody else to live their best life.
Quick fire for you, because I remember the other week when we were chatting doing your album promotion, you sent me a message and then I sent back to you, "Duracell's got nothing on me." And you were like, "What?" And now everybody listening to this podcast knows, as I said earlier, that we love the song Electric by Lisa. So I'm going to test you now on some lyrics. And I want you to tell me, okay, whether they're steps, solo, Lisa, H and Claire. I'm going to do it in like if I'm doing a play. "But you started something I can't hold down."
That's Heartbreak in the City. That's the new one.
That's steps. Yeah.
Yeah.
"Lately, something's coming over me, baby. A feeling that's been driving me crazy."
Well, of course, that's Lisa Scott lead solo.
So, okay. "Another Friday night and the weekend's just begun."
Step stomp.
No.
Is it, what is it?
"Another Friday night
and the weekend." Oh, it's H and Claire.
That's the exclusive. That is the exclusive. That's going to be the thing that drops on this podcast. Ian H. Watkins doesn't even know. Is. "But now you're suddenly like a stranger."
That's Last Thing.
Last Thing. Okay. "Where's the love? Where's the love? Where's the love that you were giving?"
Oh, that's not a step song, so that has to be a solo. Is that a Lisa solo?
It's a Lisa solo.
I don't know the song. I'm trying to think of her songs.
"Too Far Gone."
Oh, I don't know that one. Oh.
Right, so I'll put this playlist together and I'll tag you in it. But I'm so glad that we managed to get through. I think you did 3 out of 5 there. That's okay.
Okay, yeah.
That's okay. Well done, hon. Congratulations. Before the recording, we asked you for songs that make you live, love and laugh. Okay. Live, love and laugh is obviously part of the fundamental guide to life. So we want to know, Ian H. Watkins, what is a song that makes you absolutely live? And it can be any song.
Okay. And you're not going to question me or...
I'm not going to question you. We might explore, but I'm certainly not going to question because you do you, hun.
Okay. I am going to do me. And so I'm going to go and it's the song that reminds me of the happiest time from my childhood. This is when I was going out early. So I was going out to clubs when I was 15. I shouldn't have been, but I was going out. So there you go. So, and the track of the year was Snap, Rhythm is a Dancer. And that's my song. I live my best life still to this day to that song.
Thing is that if we put that on one of our hun brunches, people, even all these years down the line, It's iconic. So I support that. I'm supporting you with that choice.
Phew, phew.
Fabulous. Where did you used to go out back in the day?
So locally in the Rhondda, there was it was a club called The Bank.
And The Bank.
And it's still going, but you know, it leaves a lot to be desired, I think. But yeah.
I grew up in Pontypool and we used to have a club there, which certainly isn't there anymore, called Digby's.
Oh.
And it was a mirrored affair. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, it was basically like looking into a kaleidoscope when going in. Too many Blue Wickeds, probably. Okay.
Oh, I was quite butch. I did Red Stripe.
Oh, Red Stripe.
Yeah, do you remember Red Stripe?
I do remember Red Stripe because I think they serve it at all the festivals now. That's like the festival lager. They definitely do that.
Is that quite honey or not?
No, that's not honey. I'll tell you what happens. So when we go out, so I like to go out every now and again. And when it gets to about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm either in a taxi or home. But if it gets to 3 o'clock in the morning, DJ Dallin, who is part of our Hunsnet collective, we used to be Pontins Bluecoats back in the day. And he will come over to me with a bottle of Blue Wicked, and we have a celebratory Blue Wicked because that's what we drank back in the day.
Cough medicine is awful.
I could taste it there. It's like full Rennie show in heaven at 3 a.m. Fabulous. Okay, so we support the live one. Okay. Let's go to the love. So it's time to get the scented candle on, put on the Prosexy on Ice, and get your best fluffy pillow out. It's time for love. So what song gets you right in the mood or gets you totes emosh, and why?
Well, darling, I've been very unlucky in love. So okay. I'm still trying to find my prince. Okay. So, but if I had a prince, it's beautiful. It's a current song, and I just absolutely adore it. It's Harry Styles, Adore You.
Ah, yes, Mr. Styles.
Yes, I get it. And do you know what? No offense to the One Direction fans. Yeah. They were never on my playlist. But yeah. I think Harry Styles is hot. He's so cute.
So I go to Barry's Boot Camp. I'm there and I'm like running on the treadmill. And then through the door comes Harry Styles.
No.
Now, I literally was so disarmed by this. Can you imagine like running and thing and Harry Styles walked in like you think, don't look. So that's like thing. But Harry, I was in the same room as Harry Styles and he is gorgeous.
I met him a long time ago when he was a child. Yeah. I mean, and he was so lovely and he came up and he said, hey, I love Steps. You know, it was the Children in Need many, many years ago. And now he's like this global superstar.
It's crazy, isn't it? But leading it in the fashion world. He's always true. You know, he's always true to One Direction and stuff like that. When they speak about it, I think he knows where he comes from. And I think, you know, he's doing amazing. So that's a good one. Good luck with finding your prince, by the way. Keep us updated on that.
Thank you.
Okay, and then finally, we all enjoy an anthem to live by. Got Rotten on a Night Out too. What is the song that reminds you of a time that you've laughed with your girly whirlies or never, ever fails to put a smile on your face when you hear it?
Oh, my God. So, again, it's a song that I go back to the best time when I was growing up. And I was a massive Take That fan. Oh, my God. I mean, I lived...
Yeah.
Mark Owen. So Mark Owen, do you remember in that little half cut t-shirt?
Baby
powder. The t-shirt. So the song that gets me going is Relight My Fire. So I'm living my best life. Me and my friend Adrian were usually on our knees, giving it some in the middle eight, and our friend Bethan would walk in and be Lulu. And so that is.
Times have changed now. I bet roles are reversed in your Lulu now, right?
Well, I can be. I mean, yeah. I'm versed.
So yes, Relight My Fire. Perfect. I think every young person out there from back in the day questioning their sexuality or where they wanted to go with their life, and particularly me, I remember that was a moment seeing Mark Owen. And there was also something with Jelly with their bums out, wasn't there, with Take That. Do you remember that?
That was very early on. I think very low budget. They had a white room and leather and Jelly. That was, That's an idea for a Steps video.
Indeed. Ooh. Now, you know, we love a bit of nostalgia here at Hun's Net. And one of the things, Steps, which I love about Steps, that back in the day, do you remember like all of the covers of the magazines that you guys were on?
I've got them in a box in the garage. I've got everything we've done, yeah.
But like, I think that is actually one thing that the younger generation, they don't have smash hits. Do you remember Looking?
Yeah, of course.
I talked to this. Now, I remember being younger, that my mum and my dad, we had a magazine subscription thing, and it's, you can get it sent through the post. It's just the news agents at the end of the road would have this filing system and you'd go and get it. My mum used to have Bella magazine. My dad had Pigeon Weekly. Less about that, the better. And I used to get Looking and Smash Hits back in the day.
You definitely won that one.
The best thing that I loved from back in the day was reading my sister's More magazine. No, don't worry. We're not going to demonstrate position of the fortnight on the podcast.
Oh, is that what it was? There was like sex ed.
Yeah, but they used to do it with Barbie dolls. So they would do I remember it was the first time I'd ever seen a reverse cowgirl being spoken about with Barbie and Ken. They used to do it. And this was like magazines for like, I don't know where it was pitched at. Like, I'm pretty sure. Well, my sister was 14. And it was like a teenage magazine. And,
Jesus, you can't get away with that today. My God.
You couldn't. So what we've been doing, because we love nostalgia, is we have been going through the archives, problem pages from back in the day. This one's Ms. magazine. So I'm like, sorry,
Ms. Oh, I remember Ms. Yeah, Ms. Wow.
So what we've done is we found an old problem oh, it's actually an age-old problem from Miz. And then I'm going to read the problem. We're going to say what Miz had to say back in the day, and then we're going to look under it, under the lens of Hun in the in 2020 Hun, and we're going to give our best advice to this person. Here we go. So when a lad I fancied asked me out, I was so chuffed. But now he's gone from texting me a bit to calling me up 7 times a day, and he only wants to talk about us and how much he's in love with me. How do I finish it? Worried, Gloucester. Miz had to say this. This lad is too intense. Have you told him you feel overwhelmed by how he acts? It sounds to me like you just want to have fun and let your relationship develop slowly, but all this full-on talk is freaking you out. It may be that he thinks that this is what girls want, so he might be relieved if you tactfully ask him to cool off a little. If he won't, tell him you don't want to get serious. He may feel hurt, but it's best to end it now if you're unhappy, rather than string him along. That's quite good advice. Do you have any advice that you would give Worried from Gloucester?
Well, I'm actually trying to place this in the ether. So we know this. They had phones because they're talking about texting. So that's mm-hmm. a good thing. mm-hmm. So I mean, I'm not all about keeping, you know, treating me and keeping keen. He's no. clearly keen. So I'd say get in there.
Get in there. Here's a good one for you. I go out there, all hands blazing.
Loving that. You do you, Han.
You do you, Han, and get out there all hand blazing. Now, we put this out to the Hun's Net followers. Now, you know that they're a bit of a... They're a great brunch, but they do like to poke fun a little bit. So I'm going to read you just some of their responses. One just said, just say bye, Felicia, and just block a block a block a block a block. Erin Doherty, 2013, said Shaggy's dad. Jesse Oh Yeah Whoa said, tell him you need to focus on you and the kids. Some people have taken this more seriously than other, because Mrs. underscore S underscore Taylor underscore said, be completely straight up with him, then block. He's stalker potential, darling.
Oh, I mean, that's the voice of reason. Well,
that is. Whereas Stickhead 2 says, fake your own death, hun. Oh. And then Synth Pup has put the classic VB, the classic VB song lyric from back in the day from Not Such an Innocent Girl, which I'm totally obsessed with I've got a secret rose tattoo and I'm dying just to show you. Oh. Listen, the long and short of this is stick to what Ms. Magazine has had to say and don't ever come to the Huns for serious problems in a public forum, but you always go to your best girlies to help you out with problems.
Or
find the answers in smash hits and Looking, or the lyrics of Steps. And my lyric to Steps for that would be, perhaps he's better best forgotten.
Or Hun for Sorrow.
Hun for Sorrow. Yeah, he is definitely a Hun for Sorrow. Ian H. Watkins, Hun from Steps, Ian, the royal Hunness. Now, we think on the Fundamental Guide that Huns should be celebrated, of course. Whether it's Tesco Mary or Jane winning Come Dine With Me, we need to know who you respect and who you would like to crown a right royal Hun, and then we will enter them into our Royal Hunness Hall of Fame.
But you know who I'm going to choose, because of course you know.
Of course I know, but let's just indulge me anyway.
Okay. I mean, she is the self-professed now that I've explained it to her. Yeah. She's the queen of the Huns.
So we're talking about Lisa Scott-Lee.
Of course we are. Absolutely. Fabulous. And she's embraced the title now. I cannot wait for you to see the stuff she's filmed especially for you. Oh, my God.
I'm gagging for this now. I'm literally gagging for this. No, absolutely no contest from me there. She's definitely going to go up there as a royal Hunness. Ian H. Watkins, that's it from the Fundamental Guide to Life. Have you learned some Hunisms being on the show today?
And I feel like a much better person. I'm going to teach my children as well.
Yes. Perhaps we should get the kids to give us their advice to Worried Gloucester. Just message me and let
Maybe
me know
not.
What the kids
I'll just teach them UK Hun. That's what
yeah,
I'll
yeah, definitely. No, that's probably the best. Thank you so much for joining us on Fundamental Guide to Life. Before we go, I just want to say thank you so much for embracing the Hunism and all of that. We love you guys. The Huns love you guys. It's so great that you guys are back together. And it's so great with all the great pop music that you've been giving to us over the last couple of years. Ian H. Watkins, I bow before thee. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. You're gorgeous. Mwah.
That's it from the Fundamental Guide to Life. This episode, don't forget you can get your fix of our Gorgina picks from H and more tracks to pop your pussy to with some Prosexy. So follow the Hunsnet profile on Spotify where we'll dump all of the songs. And of course, don't forget to subscribe and follow this podcast. Oh yeah, and rate and review 5 stars. Thank you.
Insanity Group.
If you love Hunsnet and you love brunch and you've not checked out Hunsnet's Hun Brunch, then you're missing out, honey. Join us at least once a month in London and up and down the country for drag dallions, gorgy cocky teas, competitions, prizes, exclusive merch giveaways, and wall-to-wall Huns. So whether it's a birthday celebration, hen party, girly catch-up, or actually, for any reason whatsoever, get on the Nokia 3310 to the girly whirlies and get yourselves to Hun Brunch immediately, if not sooner. Tickets exclusively available on Dice.